time for Live and Local here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. Omaha Community Playhouse, doing it again with their brand new offering, Native Gardens. And with me today, Blan Roblin is the director of Native Gardens, which opens February 14th, runs through March 15th of this year. Blan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This is really a very cute play, Native Gardens. Can you talk to us about the synopsis behind it? It looks
sure.
Just delightful.
It's a really lovely play, and it's getting a lot of time. It's being directed really across the country, or put up across the country. And it's an interesting story. It's about two couples, an older Caucasian couple and a younger Hispanic couple. And the entire premise is over a land dispute. Property lines are not in the correct places. And craziness ensues until they settle that. But the play is really great because it deals with a lot of things that I think many people can relate to right now in this current day and time. And it does a masterful job of managing a lot of these things, but it's laid out in a comedy format. And I think that makes it universal. I think people will enjoy this because everybody can relate, and then everyone can find some humor and situations like that. And I think that's a great way to kind of take challenging issues and throw them out there.
Yeah, especially as long as there's some laughter, you can break the tension, and then we all realize we're a little more alike than we seem on the outside. Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's about inclusivity. It's about what happens when we don't include. And I think it's managed really artfully in the script, and the actors that are in this show are absolutely fantastic. And it's nice. It's just a four-hander. There's only four people, and they have really become a tight little ensemble, and they're doing a great job telling this story. And I mean, every night it's just, you know, it's great fun. You get a good chuckle.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are the property lines, are they also an allegory for other lines that people may cross the boundaries behind, well, what's discussed anymore over the fence with your neighbors?
Absolutely.
And, you know, there was a point in time when, you know, I know my father told me when I was a little boy, you don't discuss religion, politics, or money.
Right.
You just don't. That was the decorum. And now, my goodness, if you're not discussing those things, you obviously don't have your own show.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, you're spot on about that. And this show deals with, and it's set in there, it's really kind of clever, it deals with a lot of isms. So you deal with ageism, you deal with racism, you deal with narcissism, you deal with all kinds of different things. And, you know, it's interesting because it is generational in some ways as well. So there are so many things that are layered in this show, which really make it a lot of fun and very interesting. And then the dynamic between the two couples, one couple who's been together for a very long time, another couple who's been together for, you know, they're younger, and how the politics and their relationship plays out well.
Sure.
And it's a real fertile ground for a lot of funny interactions, but then also some really great messages that are being delivered in this, and things I think people need to hear, you know. So I'm very, very fortunate I've had an opportunity to direct this, and I'm really happy because it's got a really great relevant message right now.
An opportunity for us to kind of laugh at ourselves a little bit, trying not to take ourselves so seriously, and yet realize that, you know, wow, we really shouldn't stay this divided.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, the reality is that, you know, you can look at something and feel very divided, but then, you know, your neighbors are your neighbors. And somehow, you know, everyone manages, for the most part, to get along in that way. And I think that's kind of, you know, the message here, too, is that, you know, people have got to make sure they are able to connect, and that they can find relatable things that are common. You know, everybody wants to, you know, live the American dream, and, you know, put their kids through college and, you know, have a nice yard and or a nice house and a backyard.
Sure.
And
someday own that bad boy.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Had you worked with any of the four actors before, or was this the first time for all four of them?
I had worked with one actor before, Dennis, when I directed Mice and Men last year. He played mm-hmm. Candy. And I have seen Mary in many, many shows, but I haven't worked with her as an actor or as a director. And Giovanni and Elisa are relatively new to the acting scene, and I'm so excited for them because they're doing such a great job, and it's a great experience for him.
That's fantastic. He is a Bland Roblin. He is directing Native Gardens, which opens February 14th, runs through March 15th at the Omaha Community Playhouse. One could go to omahaplayhouse.com for information about tickets and showtimes. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you
I appreciate
so much.
It. We return to NPR programming now.